Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and I've got another special episode of Nutty Bites for you for the Dog Days of Podcasting project. With me today, I've got my good friend Shane.
Hello.
And Shane is from the Red Dwarf intro cast. He's from the Prisoner intro cast. He's from what I think may be Pod Faded, Oh No They Didn't podcast, where they talk about the worst of sci-fi. Anything else I've missed?
No, just I do tend to guest host on a hell of a lot of other podcasts as well. So if you've listened to one of my shows, I'm sure you've heard my voice on some other people's show.
Yes, yes, including this one.
Yes, indeed.
So welcome, Shane. I love having you on. Shane is such a good friend. We've known each other, gosh, a couple years now.
Coming up to 3 years.
Oh, see, he keeps track of this stuff. He actually keeps track of how many podcasts he's been on. Me, I've got no clue. So, by the way, Oh No They Didn't. Did that pod fade?
It's in development hell.
Aha.
To be honest with you, the podcast was still up,
mm-hmm.
but we haven't updated the feed in such a long time.
Aha.
But it's a project that we need to go back. Me and Darren need to go back to at some point. I'm still paying Podbean for the server.
You got to get away from Podbean, man. You got to get away from Podbean.
I know.
So every now and then, and in one of your promos, we often joke about your day job of being a politician.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it's like being a politician who's a geek?
It's quite fascinating, actually. Funny thing, we were talking about podcasts. Actually, tomorrow afternoon, I've actually got a meeting to talk about podcasting with one of my senior staff.
Oh, excellent.
Because we're going to be recording council meetings from November.
Excellent.
And they need to figure out a way to put them on the internet. So that's where I come in.
Excellent. Archive.org, man. Archive.org. That's the perfect place for those things.
That's the plan.
That is fantastic. See, isn't it great when you can bring podcasting into your everyday life?
It certainly is.
So the rest of the council, are they comprised of, I believe you're in the Liberal Party, right?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay. Are they comprised of mostly other Liberals like you? Are they people that you would hang out with, or is it just work people?
It's mainly just work people. Majority of the fellow councillors are Liberal on my council.
Okay.
And we do have a lovely range of ages as well.
Yeah, you showed me a picture once, and there were quite a few older people, but then there were quite a good number of younger people, too. It was a nice bit of diversity there.
Yeah, we've got every decade representative, I believe.
Nice.
So it's 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
See,
all the way through.
You don't often get that, although you probably would get that more with local government than you know, larger government, like federal government. It feels often that it's nothing but, at least in North America, it feels often like it's nothing but a bunch of old white men making rules for everybody else.
I would just come back from holiday, actually, in Glasgow.
Ah.
And that local representative to go to the House of Commons, so she's an MP, mm-hmm. is actually the youngest MP in the country and also the youngest MP for 200 years at the age of, I think she's 18.
Oh, fantastic. A couple of years ago, Canada had the youngest MP also, and I think it was with the NDP party. They had something like, they had more NDP voted in that year than ever before, and the youngest had no experience whatsoever, was just a university student that threw their hat in and was just suddenly, boom, here you go. Mm-hmm. Which is great. Younger people involved in politics is definitely a good idea.
I love it.
There's another thing that you do that I want you to tell my listeners about that I find absolutely fascinating. You volunteer as a street preacher.
A street pastor.
A street pastor. Sorry, not preacher.
Yes.
Pastor,
yeah.
Yes. Which is not what it sounds like to the North American mind.
Yes.
Street pastor to the North American mind sounds like somebody walking around with an end is nigh sign or, you know, accept Jesus or rot in hell sign. So tell
us,
what is being a street pastor all about?
It's a team of four of us go out on a Saturday night. I think we're up to about 30, 35 people by now. and we all have a Saturday night out. So one Saturday night per month that an individual goes out, and we go out from 10 p.m. till 3:30 a.m. on a Saturday night, just giving help to anybody who needs it. So we've got flip-flops in the bag, water bottles in the bag, space blankets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if anybody actually is in dire need of help, we're there.
So you mentioned the flip-flops, and you've told me before that often this goes to women that have gone out in heels and just can't walk anymore.
Yes. Yes. We get through, what, 4 or 5 pairs per night?
Nice.
So, yeah, just giving. And also, the one thing we do carry, actually, is lollipops. We always have a run on lollipops.
So strange men offering candy are actually not there to do you harm.
You'll be surprised how easy that is to break up a fight.
Interesting. So tell me. There must be a story behind that.
Yeah, because they get so well, if you get 2 people in the fight and you offer them lollipops, they get so distracted on what the hell is offering a lollipop, and they just completely forget what they're doing.
That is so cool. So would you say that the majority of the people you end up helping are people that have had a bit too much to drink and are younger fellows, or are there more people that are living without a home?
I would say it's more younger people that we help. Mm-hmm. However, I wouldn't say they're always drunk.
Oh, okay. Sometimes they're just young and stupid.
Yeah. Or I was actually going to say they've been drinking, but they're not, quote, drunk.
Aha. Gotcha.
You know, so, yeah. We also have dustpan and brush in the bag as well. So what we do is actually, if you see a broken bottle on the ground, we just sweep it up, because obviously we can't get to everyone. So if someone, a woman is barefoot, and we haven't seen them, last thing we want to see them do is spread on broken glass.
Oh, fantastic. So does that happen often, that there's broken bottles? Like, are people allowed to bring, bottles of booze out onto the street? Or
Unfortunately, with the smoking ban that we have in this country, yes, they are.
Ah, I see. Up here, we've got the same thing, but often what they do is a restaurant will have a patio specifically for people to go and smoke. But the funny thing is, if you want to go to the smoking patio, you have to leave your beer at the restaurant or the bar.
Okay.
You're not allowed to smoke and drink in the same place, because if it's legal to smoke, then it's considered no longer part of the bar, where the bar is licensed. So it's funny. You'll see people, there'll be like a patio and then a line of beers on the fence in between the patio and the bar or drinking establishment or whatever.
The amount of times we've seen a pint glass on the side of the street, unbroken, so it's just a normal everyday pint glass.
Yep.
And the establishment has just closed. So the patron has left it on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So we've picked it up, noticed that they've closed, so we've had to bang on the door.
Oh, nice.
Hello, pint glass.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you wouldn't see that. But you guys have a lot less space over there in England.
Yes.
Like in Canada, the way I describe it is, years ago, I picked Tech up from the airport when he was coming home from Afghanistan on leave. So he had about a month of leave. I picked him up from the airport, and there were signs for construction, but I didn't really see them remodeling or anything. When I brought him back, it was a different airport, because instead of remodeling the airport, they just built another terminal right next to where the other one was. That's how much space Canada has. It's not quite the same in England.
No.
That's awesome, though. That's a really good service that you guys do, and I think it would keep your town in much nicer state.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it for 4.5 years now.
Nice. And you do this, what, once a month?
I do it once a month, even though a team goes out every weekend.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. So, is there anything else you want to tell the listeners about?
I just want to chat about, if that's okay.
Yep.
Just talk about the crazy day a politician can have, if that's okay.
Go right ahead.
Seconds. Election Day. The past election day happened to be in May, and we were doing the general election and the local elections on the same day. The general election, I suppose, is what you could call a national election.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a half. It was a half five in the morning, so 5:30 a.m. start on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I actually got home and got to bed, it was 12 a.m. on the Saturday morning.
And this is you running unopposed.
Yes.
So I assume if you actually were running against somebody, it'd be even crazier.
Potentially, yes.
By the way, folks, that's how good Shane is. He runs unopposed.
Yes.
That is crazy. Now, you guys have elections, I'd like to say randomly, but it's not exactly randomly, but it's at any point in the year you can have an election, right?
We used to, but now everything's usually happening in May these days.
Okay.
Because of, I'm not going to go into all the legalese for you, mm-hmm. and bore your listeners, but traditionally these days all the elections are running in May.
Ah, I see.
However, take the next district over from where I am. Well, me in this district, we have all elections on the same day every 4 years.
Okay.
The next district over has the elections in thirds.
Oh my.
So 1 year is the third, second year it's the second third, third year it's the third third, as it were.
Oh my.
And then with a year off.
Yeah, that's not confusing.
Yes.
Now, coming from the States, you know, we have a couple of elections throughout the year, but they're usually, you know, local things like school budgets and referendums and things of that nature. But we have one set election day, you know, all of the elections, local, federal, they're all done on that one day in November.
Yeah.
And, you know, schools have off for it because often schools are polling places and things like that. And moving to Canada and having, oh, well, we're just going to call an election. Wait, what? it's very confusing to me.
Yes.
The interesting way of comparing different forms of government. It gets confusing. But every government has things that make sense, and every government has things that make you go, why? Just why?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. So it was great chatting with you, Shane. How hot is it over there?
Not that bad, actually, to be honest with you.
Oh, nice.
It's quite a lovely breeze. I would say it's in the high teens or the low 20s at the moment.
Nice, very nice. We're actually doing pretty well. We just had like some severe thunderstorms, so we've dropped from the mid 30s down to the high 20s, and it's feeling quite cool. I actually needed a sweater last night.
Oh my goodness! But then you're saying that though, you do have the extremes of all the snow that we don't get.
This is true. This is true. Well, thank you for coming on. This was
my
a blast.
Pleasure.
I'm always happy to have you on. And please let folks know where they can find you.
You can find me on the Red Dwarf Introcast. Trying to remember the website now.
RedDwarfIntrocast.com, I believe.
No, it's RedDwarfIntrocast.wordpress.com.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes, .wordpress.com.
Yeah, you can find us at the Prison Introcast. You can find that on Podbean. You can find the Oh No You Didn't on Podbean as well. We should really get back to that at some point. And you can also find me on Twitter on my personal account, which is Siren Shane. That's CIRENSHANE.
Thank you so much for having me on. Jeez. Thank you so much for coming on. This was a blast. Stay cool, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
This is Bob. Before, Bob relied on the internet to enhance his geek status. After using Technorama for natural geek enhancement, Bob is rolling his 20-sided die, reciting Holy Grail lines, and answering Star Trek trivia with the best of them. And he has a happy missus at the home, too. Technorama for natural geek enhancement. only available at chuckchat.com.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlast Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlaststudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlast.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.